Visit York County. They're in the studio this morning. We have Allison Cleveland and hello.
Hello.
You're good.
I just literally had a brain fart. I almost called you Katie Cleveland because I was looking at a picture of your wife a second ago on this pamphlet. And I wanted to say, and we got Katie Clinton here, but it's her better half, Andy Clinton.
Yeah. Katie Clinton's husband.
That's how we're now known, right?
That,
for sure.
Yep.
Well, welcome, friends. They're here because they make sure that we locally say entertain, but they also want to make sure that folks traveling in from other parts of the country know all about York County and what we have to offer. And that's going to be what Allison's going to talk about in a second. But let's start with you, Andy, where we pick it up where Chris Miller left off talking about Winthrop basketball. There are two home games still left for folks to take advantage to see their favorite Winthrop Eagles in action. And one of those games is going to be presented by Visit York County.
That's right. Yeah. You guys segued me very well with that. So because I have my notes as far as, you know, one of the longest winning streaks in the nation. Chris covered that. So you guys are good. But Winthrop is hot right now. They are one of the hotter teams in the country. So yeah, you have two more opportunities to go to a home game. And that final home game, which is February 28th, at 4 p.m. against Presbyterian College. We are partnering with Winthrop for that game. So lots of fun stuff that we're going to incorporate. Pom-poms for everybody that comes in. And then we are actually going to launch our brew trail, which I think you guys are
great.
Familiar
yeah.
with. So we're going to launch it there. They have a beer garden. It's the Eagle's Nest. So we're going to have it, the launch up there. The first 100 people that purchase a local beer up at the beer garden, get an Eagle's Nest Brew Trail hat.
Ooh. Oh,
that'll
fun.
Be fun.
Yeah.
So.
And it's co-branded with the Throwback.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stuff
I was telling Andy when
right
he walked
now.
In, I was like, oh, I love your Winthrop sweatshirt. It's super cool.
I just got a hat the other week with that on there.
Love it.
Like the Throwback.
Well,
look.
Now you can be one of the first 100 and get another one that's
right.
co-branded.
That's it.
Visit York
and
County.
A pom-pom.
And a pom-pom.
I can collect the whole set for sure. And what about tickets? So when you present games like this, I understand you get tickets and you're going to be very generous to folks who want to participate
that's
and listen.
Right. So we have a neat opportunity. We Alice and I were getting creative yesterday. So if you go on our website, you can request for a destination guide. Mm-hmm. So for this, you'll go on our website, request
visityorkcounty.com.
Visityorkcounty.com, request a destination guide. And then in the message, when you request it, you'll have to put in your name, email, phone number, which you'll need to get the tickets anyway, right? But in the message, just say, go Eagles. In that text and just submit it, and then we will send you and probably put how many tickets
exactly.
you need.
Yeah, and I would say, I don't want to say it's unlimited, but, you know, if you have a family of four, family of six, I mean, it's not limited to just two.
Got it.
So let us know how many you need in that form. So like Andy said, it's just that destination guide form that you can access really from any page on our website.
Well, that's very nice and very generous. And again, we were to the baseball game last year. That was presented by Visit York County, and we had so much fun.
Yeah.
So the baseball game itself was fun, and then what you all bring and all the excitement and entertainment made it that much better. So thank you all so much for doing that and creating core memories, because that's what we love to do.
That's right.
All right, we're speaking with Allison Cleveland and Andy Clinton. They're from Visit York County. They're just making sure we stay entertained right here in York County.
That's right. And we are mid-February. So when March gets here, we pretty much consider that springtime, right?
It's here.
I mean, we're done with winter.
It's here.
We are definitely done with winter in this studio.
Yeah.
And so spring is here. And once spring starts, it's kind of on from there. But we do know that y'all have a spring bucket list for us as well.
So yeah, so the bucket list will allow you to check off all of the great things. So we all know, you know, the Come See Me Festival, the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. There's some new additions. One that actually took place, I don't know how many years ago it was at this point, but it's been quite some time because my son was this big and now he's this big. But the Catawba Nation Powwow is coming back to the Coliseum. And that's something that, you know, it's entertaining, but it's just culturally just such an experience. So that's something that's really unique to our area. That's going to be March 13th through 15th. But in addition to that, you know, that's right around the time of St. Paddy's Day. So we've got Clover and Rock Hill and Fort Mill and those who have festivals associated with that too. But some of it could be, you know, checking out Carowinds. They'll be opening for weekends beginning in March. And of course, you know, even just going and checking out all the flowers and the new blooms at Glencairn and some of those things we all love. So that bucket list is a great kind of inspirational piece.
And y'all also have a great piece on your website about local restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we live in a really big county. Sometimes we kind of get stuck in where we live. But when you go to other festivals like that, it's also a great opportunity to check out all of the local restaurants as well.
And if you don't know where you want to go, you can do a little restaurant roulette and just scroll our website and land on something.
And so many great new restaurants in Western York County that I feel like people really aren't getting out that way yet, but they have some phenomenal new restaurants out that way.
Very easy to check those out. Stuck in your little radius, but it's good to venture out sometimes.
For sure.
Check out a new spot.
And when, of course, you have spring, you have rain showers. Uh-huh. And Allison, you all have created a list to help families that are cooped up too much in the house for when it rains.
Correct.
Which is another good resource because after a while, you're like, what else are we going to do?
You got to get out. Yeah. You got those four walls start closing in on you.
Real quick.
So, you know, whether it's something like Adventure Air or, you know, let them go and jump around or, you know, Stars and Strikes, there's lots of opportunities that that you have, you know, the weather's not going to impact your trip and your activity. So another good inspirational piece for sure to even this week when it's the intercession week is a good way. If it happens to be too chilly in the mornings, it can give you some inspiration of what to get out and do.
And then Visit York County looks like you've teamed up with Family Trust Federal Credit Union when it to create an activity book or a coloring book?
It's an activity book. So there are coloring sheets within it, but it's much more than that. There's a really fun piece in there where you can actually see Black's Peaches has a page and Beth White is actually featured in it. And it's like a word search, you know, type thing on that page. So there are different activities. You can find these in area restaurants. We're continuing to get more of these out because I think the Greenway in Fort Mill has gone through cases and cases of them. So we have just recently ordered more, but it is a great partnership.
That is problem. It was like, hey, we're going to, whatever the amount was, is 3,000.
4,000. We have 4,000.
It's like, that's going to last us a while.
Nope.
It did not.
Well, it shares the personality of York County, right? From all aspects of our county. It is parts of urban pockets, and you've got rural pockets, and you've got some pockets in between. But it just showcases the unique personality, again, not to use that same word, of what we have to offer. So kudos to y'all for doing that. All right, anything else we need to know about entertainment when it comes to York County?
I feel like we covered it. One other, this weekend, we actually have quad ball, which was formerly known as Quidditch, but the Harry Potter sport, that is going to be out at Catawba Park in Tiga K this weekend. It's another one. The weather's great out, you know, so whether it's a winter baseball game or going to, you know, whatever park or the Greenway, but you do have that opportunity to go to quad ball out at Tiga K.
And Tiga K has some recent new restaurants that have opened too, so it's a great opportunity to check some of those out. And we may not have time to really dig into it right now, but we also have the York County Sports Hall of Fame coming up where tickets are available for that. The event is May 13th, but we expect, because of all of the great inductees this year, that we will sell out. So that's something that information is on our website. When you go to get your free tickets for the basketball game, you can check out the Sports Hall of Fame information, too.
Let your fingers do the walking, for sure. Allison Cleveland and Andy Clinton, again, from Visit York County. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.